Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Lump reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alozic moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. There goes Bruton. The throw from Edwards and Bruton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alozic hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is walked intentionally. Diego Seghy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghy is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Seghy reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. Matthews scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Causey reaches second base with a double. Seghy scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Charles reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alozic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Sparma now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Green out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Seghi strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Egan now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alozic hits a line drive into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Green is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Seghi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aluzic. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Demeter moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter scores. McAuliffe scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Westock now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Thomas pinch hits for Dick Egan. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lump reaches second base with a double. Freehan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Athletics. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.